Yeah.
We were friends, see, and you're like, come on. I start coming on, and I'm very persuasive. So like, he's trying to be nice to me, and he's trying to be accommodating, and would make it with me, but I was more obsessed with, I wanted a lover, and he didn't want to be a lover. So yeah, wanted, and also he had this idea of being buddies and friends, and then this was a bit intrusive. And the times have changed, too, you got to remember.
Mm-hmm.
But, and also he had his whole basic character set up, which is as it is displayed very honestly in the novels.
Yes.
As you know, a guy whose image of himself is a middle class redneck, a lower class redneck, not quite lower class redneck, but sensitive redneck. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. that includes a lot of messing around of all kinds,
yeah,
whores and drinking and getting cocksucked or something. But the categorization of it as homosexuality is what makes it so difficult to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of just so robustness. It's, you know, as soon as you begin categorizing it, as it is politically now categorized, the politicization of it, the campization of it, is I think what he found objectionable. What I'm trying to say, which nobody seems to understand, Jack was very judicious and friendly, and really trying to get along and accommodate. The demands on him from me were excessive, actually. But he loved me, and so he was trying to accommodate and explain, and occasionally would get mad and react just like any friends. But there's too much of a federal case being made of that, because everybody is bursting with their own energy and their own weirdness and their own queerness and their own madness. Kerouac's particular thing is very well displayed in his books, with the exception of the little curtain of flesh he puts on his sex scenes. He doesn't even write about heterosexual scenes in cocky detail, really, particularly. And he was a little timid about writing about his few experiences with men for reasons of his own self-image and his mother reading the book. And I think also he felt it was eccentric. That is, it was irregular to the mainstream of the play. And also there was he had the double mind of both pleasure and at the same time rue. I would not say guilt, but rue. Mm-hmm. Would be closer to what about what relatively rare and sort of average number, according to Kinsey Report, homosexual experiences he had. He's sort of from the point of view of Kinsey Report, he's sort of like average. Mm-hmm. Maybe got blowed in his life 20 times or 30 times by a man. Maybe just a little above average. He's a very sensitive man. Very open. So he was more generous and sensitive homosexually than he made out.
Mm-hmm.
And much more so than his homosexual critics have made out.
Mm-hmm.
Who haven't noticed the ordinariness of his behavior and think it's some extraordinary repressed latent homosexuality just because I opened my mouth about it. And so I feel a little guilty and want to explain that, because since I did open up the subject and spoke of it frankly, in a way that I thought was very clear in the Gay Sunshine interview, but then all of a sudden, people with political gay access to grind have been trying to interpret it in the light of 1970s gay lib terminology, or Freudian terminology, even worse, or a mixture. And it makes the thing joyless and humorless and less gay than it actually was.